Hey guys, what's going on? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. If you guys are new to the podcast, my name is Cameron. I've been running a lawn care business here locally for the past 22 years. Just hopping on here, usually when I head to my first job or in between jobs, sharing about my life, sharing about the business. For you guys that are returning to the podcast, I appreciate the continued support, man. It means a lot. Appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to the podcast, whether you're new or you're returning. Thanks so much, man. Just trying to put out some content for you guys while you're out there working and, you know, putting in the work, sweating hard and grinding it out. And maybe you need some motivation, man, or maybe you just need to be entertained for a little bit to get your mind off of whatever's going on, you know, there in your area, whatever job you're working on, all that stuff. Just trying to help out, you know, create a little content for you guys to listen to while you're out there doing your thing, man. But today, heading to town this morning, it's 6:45 a.m. and getting an early start this morning, getting to town. I got to do a little bit of running, get a few things done there, then do some invoicing and maybe one or two estimates. You guys know how it is. It's we've got rained out. It rained. Got here. Let's see. What time did it get here? It got here yesterday. I'm still asleep a little bit. Got here yesterday at around 5 p.m. and it's rained pretty much since 5 p.m. yesterday. It rained all night long. I think it moved out maybe 2 or 3 in the morning. Although it is, we got a little bit of rain right now this morning, but the majority of it moved out early this morning. So anyway, it's going to be too wet to get out and mow today, so I probably won't even attempt to get out there and mow. I knew the rain was moving in, of course. Been watching the weather, and so yesterday I got out and I knocked out 3 lawns, so thankful that I was able to get up. I didn't get up super early, man, because I had a long week, but I did get up, got out, and got 3 of my commercial properties done. So thankful for that. 2 of them were, well, actually all 3 of them were jobs that I tackle pretty good ways from my service area. I have 6 commercial properties that I have to take care of and maintain. And so on the weekend, I like to get out there and knock those out while no one's there. And it just goes a lot quicker, smoother. Get in and out easier and get on to the next one. So that's what I did yesterday. It rained on me. Let's see, my first job I got to, it took me about 3 hours and it didn't rain at all, but it was super overgrown. It was the first time I mowed this year. Just kind of like a vacation home for this guy that I take care of. And the grass was really tall. I told him, I said, man, I need to get over there and mow it because I have a mowed it at all this year. He's like, well, I'll be over there, you know, next week. I'll check it out and see if it needs mowed. And I was like, no, I'm planning on going over there this weekend, knocking it out for you, because I know that it's definitely going to need mowed. And so that's what I ended up doing. Got down there and I did my commercial property, which is really small. Only takes about an hour to do. So got that one knocked out. Then I had about a 30-minute drive to my next one, and that one took about an hour. Got that one knocked out. And when I showed up, I made like one pass on the Toro Grandstand Revolution mower. Made one pass, and it started raining. I was like, oh, man. So I just kind of toughed it out, and I tried to stick with it. Then it started coming down a little harder, and I was like, all right, I got to get in the box truck for a little bit, let this pass on through. So I pulled the mower up in there. It came down really good. Got the grass good and wet. Got the pavement wet. And it didn't last very long, the heavy stuff. So as soon as it kind of stopped raining really hard, I got back out there and had to go super slow because the grass was wet. The ground was a little wet. So I had to watch on my turns. But I went out there, got that one mowed and trimmed. It kind of sprinkled a little bit off and on, which didn't amount to a whole lot after the initial rain. And I got all that one done and then got in the truck, headed back home, had about a 45-minute ride back home. And I got about 5-10 minutes down the road. And it just started pouring, and it rained, and it poured the whole way home. And by the time I got to town, it was like 5 o'clock or so. I was planning on doing one more of my commercial properties, but that didn't happen. But I was thankful to get those three done, man. It was like weight off my shoulders there to get those done. And I feel a little bit better about this week. So rain today. I doubt I get out there and get much done. Who knows? Maybe the sun will pop out this afternoon. And you never know. This evening might be able to get out there and get a little bit done. But the game plan is get all the office stuff done today. All the running done today. Get back in touch with people that may have called and left messages or whatever. And that is the game plan. But yesterday, that bigger property that I took care of, I was sharing on Facebook and Instagram that I have a 2018 model mower, and it's a stand-on mower, and I don't even know how many hours it has on it. Doesn't have a whole lot because I don't know, I'd say 1500 hours or something like that maybe. I really need to check because I'm not really sure. Because it sat for a while because something happened to it and they didn't have parts, and then it sat again because it wouldn't start, and then they've done a lot of work on it over the years, but I'm thinking now they have the electrical issues fixed, hopefully, so shouldn't have, I'm hoping that I don't have any other issues, so should be able to use it anytime I need to now. But the mower was $8,900 brand new, and I bought it in 2019, and it was a 2018 model. It was kind of left over. So $8,900 for a brand new 61-inch stand-on mower, 37 horsepower, Vanguard EFI engine, and it's still making me money. You know, I paid that thing off long, long time ago. I can't remember on that one if I paid... if I paid cash for it, or I don't even remember. It's been too long now, but I don't think I did. I think I financed it, but I paid it off early if I financed it. So either way, man, I haven't had a payment on that thing forever. And so I was just sharing on Facebook yesterday and Instagram, man, if you got a mower and it's working, don't get rid of it, man. Just keep on running it. I've got this $8,900 mower, and it made me $300 yesterday on just one lawn. So you don't have a payment. That's a lot of money you can stick back in your pocket. Very little maintenance required on these mowers. I mean, you've got the blades. You've got engine oil, which is not even really an expense anymore because you can go 500 hours between oil changes with that Vanguard and the oil guard system. So it's just pennies, you know, for the expense on the oil side of things, oil and filter. It's really just pennies. And so you don't have to really worry about that much. You do have to worry about blades, of course, and air filters aren't much at all. And you don't have to replace them, every time you turn around. It's more the blades that you're replacing the most frequently. You may have some spark plugs, may have a fuel filter every now and then, but there's not a whole lot of maintenance. Belts go out, of course, maybe every 300 or 400 hours or whatever. So there's a little bit of maintenance, a little bit of expense, but when you have that mower paid for, all that money that you make goes back into your pocket. You got a little bit of gas, but not a whole lot. And so, when you don't have a payment, man, you can make a lot of money. You can stack away some cash and just kind of feeding off of what I was talking about the other day, man, about your appearance and the chuck in the truck. One guy was on there arguing about chuck in the truck is this person or that person or whatever. I'm just simply talking about appearance. A lot of people refer to chuck in the truck as a person that does work and looks unprofessional while doing the work. You know, a lot of people refer to those people that look unprofessional as a chuck in the truck. You know, they got this raggedy old truck with this push mower in the back and, you know, a trimmer that barely runs, just whatever, you know. And I was comparing Chuck in the truck to Dan in debt. You know, you got this guy with the nice $60,000 truck. He's got the nice $15,000 enclosed trailer. He's got $40,000 worth of equipment in there. And he's in a lot of debt, man. And he's rolling around looking good, looking clean. One guy said, well, the newer equipment and the nicer trucks make me more money because, you know, people will pay more for that. But comes a point in time where you had those nice things, and yeah, they may pay you a little bit more, but are they going to pay you that much more? If you're that much in debt or you have that much money going into your truck, your trailer, and your equipment, that's a lot of money that you got to make up for. And I don't care what you're doing, you're not going to get paid that much more on a job because you have a new nice truck. 9 times out of 10, depending on where you live, your customer may not even see the truck. They might not even see the trailer. They're out working. They're out doing their own thing. And very little. I have customers that I've been taking care of for 22 years, and a lot of them I've been taking care of for that first year, you know, since that first year. And very few of them are at home when I'm out mowing. And very few, I mean, they know what I drive, but very few of them see it when I'm on their property taking care of their lawn. So just thinking about that, you know, people are like, you can use excuses and you can try to say, well, people are going to pay me more because I have this $60,000, $70,000 truck. They may pay you a little bit more because you look a little bit more professional, but they're not going to pay you 7,000 times worth, you know, more, 7,000 times more than they would if you had a cheaper truck. So, I don't know, keep that in mind when you're out, you know, doing your thing and you're wanting new equipment. Of course, we all want new equipment. All of us would like newer equipment. A nicer truck or a nicer mower, a nicer Ventrac, a nicer skid steer, tractor, whatever. A lot of people want the nice new stuff, but comes at a big price tag, man. And that price tag may be what's keeping you from really growing the business or really making a lot of profit, man. When you have an $8,900 mower that you paid off years and years ago, all that money is profit. But when you have a $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 mower and you have $200 a month payments, that money that you make is that money that you make straight off the top is going to pay for that mower. So the first $200 you make going to pay for that mower. And so you're paying for it in the wintertime too when you're not using that mower. So you could look at it as if you're working 6 months out of the year, then, you know, just say $400 a month, your money is going towards paying for equipment. And that's just one mower. If you got multiple mowers with multiple payments, that's, I mean, you can go from $400 to $800 a month easy, saying, all right, this 6 months, $800 a month is going to pay for this equipment, you know, these two mowers, and then everything above $800 a month, I can start to make a little bit of profit. Whereas if you don't have any payments, that $800 a month that you got to pay in for equipment, you get to keep that. So that's $800 that goes to your bank account, $800 that you get to pocket. So makes a huge difference, man. When you got payments, when you don't have payments, it makes all the difference. You can, you know, your profits are there, and you have bigger margins. Makes a huge, huge difference. So, you know, I was saying yesterday, man, use what you have, keep it as long as you can, and make as much money as you can with it. And I think if you do that, man, you'll be way ahead of the game. You'll be, I think a lot of times social media, we watch social media, we watch Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Everybody's got the new equipment, the new mowers, they're talking about it. And they think, people think they have to have that in order to be successful, make money, all this stuff. So I just passed, no joke, I just passed a lawn guy, and he's out with his truck and his mowers, man. He's got to make that money. And it rained all day yesterday and all night last night. And he's out. I don't know what he's going to do. Make a mess, probably. But that's what happens, man, when you got two mowers you got to pay for. You got employees you got to pay. You got to get out there and do the work. And you got to get out there and work regardless of if it rained or if it didn't rain. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. But when you don't have mower payments, you don't have employees, you don't have to get out there, because you don't have to get out there and work, because you don't have all these bills to pay. Anyways, what is this guy doing? I don't know what he's doing. I'm not sure he knows what he's doing. Anyways, just thinking about that today, because it was kind of a hot topic on Facebook and Instagram yesterday. Whenever I made that post, everybody's like, no, you got to use debt. You got to leverage debt to make more money. And one guy said on there, he said, if you don't use debt, you'll never build your credit. If you don't use debt, you won't have to build your credit. So if you stay away from debt, you won't have to build your credit. Does that make sense? Debt or credit is only a score of how good you are with your debt. Like, how good are you with debt? Do you pay it off? Do you have problems paying off your debt? That's the only thing credit score means. It just means how much debt have you gotten into, and how have you been able to pay it off? So, yeah. Anyways, hold on a second here. Got to fuel up. Gas is 309 today. It's been 329, so that ain't too bad. Fuel up real quick, and then we'll talk more about this. I'm going to stay mic'd up. This may get interesting. Hold on here. Get out and fuel up real quick here. Oh man, I lied. The gas is 326, man. They haven't changed it up there yet. So, hold on a second here. I know. Did you do that?
No.
You busted it out, man. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I saw one of your trucks just go by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around those guys. We got to go around, but.
Oh, yeah?
One of them went by his house and talked to him.
Yeah?
And then he wasn't there, and the guy Elizabeth said he went to the store.
So oh, okay.
He might be the store, so I'm trying to find him.
Oh, wow. Yeah? So what are you guys going to mow today?
Clay.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know if it'd be too wet today.
Yeah. Adamant
about
keeping it mowed.
Yeah.
Just make huge sections.
Right.
So we don't have many problems once you get to north, up towards the north end of the park.
Yeah.
Lower end, everything drains to the lower end.
Right, right. Yeah. That'd be good if you can knock that one out.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, that's pretty adamant about staying on top of it, even if you got to go around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last week I turned the blind eye for just a minute.
Uh huh.
Stuck out there.
Did you really?
He went around this, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I made a pass. He didn't make too big of a rut. And then the next pass, you know.
He was sunk.
And then he tried.
Oh, you know, man.
I was like, oh, it's right there on the road.
Yeah.
I was gonna see.
Hey, I was mowing the other day with that. I got the Toro battery power mower I'm trying out.
I watched your YouTube, your
Did you
Instagram
see it?
Video. You used the automated one.
Oh, you saw it.
Yeah.
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah, I follow you on whatever that is.
I forgot about that. Instagram, probably.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I seen that. I was like, it worked out good.
Yeah. I got that sucker stuck. I was like, oh, man. And I didn't have my tow rope. I had taken it out. I put two ratchet straps on there trying to make it work. And I got it out of there, but I was like, how am I going to get this thing out of here? And I was like, I'll use that robot. And I brought it over there and just hooked up to it and pulled it right out. Yeah. It's crazy. So are you picking up more business this year, or are you trying to?
We're stopped now.
Are you?
I had a bunch of guys hired. We went through like 11 already.
To this year?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And they just stopped showing up.
Yeah.
And they want to show up whenever they want to come.
Yeah, right, right. Like today, somebody's at the store, supposedly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, he's not at his house. But
gotcha. Yeah.
That's the only store I can think of.
Yeah. Where's he live at?
Down there.
Just down there?
Henry Street. Down Henry.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. A lot of people go to that Nick's Corner store down there. Or what? Is that called Nick's still?
Jay's.
Down there, so. Yeah. I don't even know what's down there.
I know he's got his phone. He doesn't answer it.
Oh, really? Yeah. I got a lot of people calling me wanting estimates, but I can't take on any more work.
Yeah,
so I didn't know if you was taking on any more. Or...
Well, we bought this truck, gonna run three trucks this year.
Uh huh.
Now I can't get enough people.
I was about to say I didn't think you had a truck that color.
Yeah, we bought another one.
That's
this
nice
year.
Truck.
We run three, cut down on the hours.
Yeah.
And I took on a bunch of rentals for Austin Tinsley and Mike Persons.
Oh yeah.
I said, well, this will cut down some.
Right.
We ain't been able to run.
Man.
You know, my silver one. This gas is a little cheaper, so I've been letting my diesel
shoot. Oh, okay.
Just sit at the,
well, shoot, yeah.
At the shop, but yeah, everyone's like, I thought you were going to run three.
If you can find the guys to do it. So, how many guys do you have right now then?
I have seven full time.
You got
guys.
Seven?
Three
really?
One of them is it's not here right now, is one I'm trying to find. And
yeah.
The other one, he's sick.
Oh man, okay.
Man,
it is.
2 days.
Hey, I was out for, our whole family was out for like 2 or 3 weeks. Like my daughter got it, and then my wife got it, and then my other little girl got it, and then I got it last. And it was like, yeah, it's been back and forth for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's making its way through the room. Dodge, I've been making a mistake.
Oh man, yeah.
Because I've been sick, but one guy had it, and then this guy that I can't find had it.
Yeah.
It's better now, but now the last guy's got it.
Oh, so, man.
Usually about 2 days they miss. And
then they're ready to go.
So I'm hoping first of the month they'll have to pay their rent.
Oh, yeah,
they'll
yeah. They'll be ready to work.
I can make it one day.
Yeah. Right. Now you got the three Gravelys on there. Are those all the same?
Yeah.
Those 660s or?
No, those are the Mach 1s.
Mach 1s?
Yeah. I got five of them now.
Five of the Mach 1s.
Yeah, I'll probably buy another one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I was going to buy another one that I can't get enough guys. So
right.
So Drake and just hold off.
Yeah.
Because they found a 2022 carryover I bought this year. And
oh, wow.
Another one at the place.
Uh-huh.
Discount. I was like, hold on, I can't get enough guys for to run the other truck. We still ain't got enough guys.
Man.
So I don't know if they do all year or not.
That may be him.
No, it's someone.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeshua. Three Gravely mowers, Mach 1.
Okay. Yes.
Got this back glass busted here.
Sounds good. Yep.
We got quite a bit of rain overnight, didn't we?
Yeah, and my rain gauge showed almost 3/4 of an inch.
Did it? Okay. It was pouring in town. I came through town about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I went to like Van Buren. I had to go over there and mow, and then I came back through, and it was the whole way. It was just pouring.
Yeah.
So.
It rained pretty steady and long.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah, we needed it though.
Yeah, you know, it's been better than the drought.
That's right, man. Last year was bad.
Uh-huh.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna be able to. Let's see. Where'd you get that truck at?
Drove to Cincinnati.
Did you really?
Yeah, I hunt.
You found it online, I guess?
Yeah, I hunt good deals online.
Shoot, yeah.
And stuff. I found this one up in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
36.
Okay.
And I only got 40,000 miles on it.
It's like a brand new truck.
And it's what I wanted. It's the vinyl seats, vinyl
floor, yeah.
No carpet, you know, your base model.
Yeah.
And I asked them what it was, and they said, we ordered it back in 22.
Uh-huh.
They said, no one wants this base of the truck.
Really?
Yeah, it ain't got no power windows.
Oh, that's what I like.
they said, so we're just trying to get rid of it. They said, it's worked as our body shop truck or service shop. They're like, it's never left Northgate Ford.
Really?
Like, we just use it all the time. But uh-huh. They said, now it's got some miles on it, we want to get rid of it.
40,000 something miles?
Well, they didn't want to keep it for a parts truck forever.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we got others coming in.
Oh, so, right.
Long story short.
That's nice, yeah.
So we drove up there and got it and drove it back.
Well, good deal.
So I look for a similar, you know, apples right
yeah.
here. Yeah. Like 40s, mid-40s. You
yeah,
know?
You're wasting your time here.
Yeah, I was like,
you
I
know?
Drove. My dad came with me. We didn't even stay the night. We just drove up there
you go.
Turned around and drove back.
Saved a lot of money doing it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Dads are free. My
yeah.
dad's free.
Right.
Buying some food. That's
yeah,
about
yeah.
it.
And just enjoy the trip together, you
yeah.
know? I sold that Toro Titan this year. Got rid of it. I don't know if you remember that mower, but
yeah.
I had that thing, and I never ran it much, you know. So
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to get rid of this, sell it. So I sold that. You know anybody that does, like, fixes glasses like this?
I've had to, when they broke the side ones out, go through rhinos.
Oh, is that right?
By the truck camper shells.
Okay. Yours is a Ranch as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the same brand as this one, Ranch.
And rhinos orders it.
Really?
More expensive than you think.
I know,
I'm
yeah.
sliding windows, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what your back windows going to cost.
Man.
No one cuts glass anymore.
That's what they told me. I said, I called Maverick and I called Patriot, and then I called a couple more out of town. They were like, nah, we can put you plexiglass in. Or they said some company can put, like, plexiglass. And I was like, I'd rather have what was in there, you know,
yeah.
if I can get it.
Rhinos can order it and install it, but I was surprised at how expensive just the side glasses were.
Yeah.
So it won't be.
How much was the side glass? $300 or $400?
Yeah, somewhere
yeah.
in that range. Another, I think, $100 for them to put it in, you know. So
gotcha.
So. I was like, it's a side glass.
Right. I really need this, though, because I live down the gravel road, and it just, I mean, in the inside there, it just gets filthy, you know. At least cut some of the dust out.
Yeah.
And when you put stuff in there, you don't have to worry about it as much. So.
Well, I'm going to get going.
All right, man. Good to see
you.
Yeah. Hope you get a lot done today.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back in here. Now, got fueled up. That guy was heading out, man. He's got 3 Gravely mowers. And, all right, he's got 3 Gravely Mach 1s. And he's got 2 more. On another trailer, I think is what he said, and he was going to buy, was going to buy another Mach 1, but he said he's got 7 guys working for him, and I think he said 3 of them, you guys probably heard the conversation, but like, he's got 7 guys working for him, only 3 of them showed up today, so he's trying to drive around and round them up, the guys that he has working for him, I guess, they are, I don't know if they drive or, excuse me, I don't know if they drive or not, but sounds like he just cruises around and picks them up every morning, so, gotta do what you gotta do. He just bought a 3rd truck, he's got a good business going, doing a lot of good work in the area here, and he's gonna go take care of one of the parks here in town this morning. He always makes it look really nice and cleans it up, makes it look good there. But anyways, he's going to do that today. And He was trying to round up his workers. He's only got three of them, so it'll be interesting to see how many gets picked up. Oh, I was going to talk about his trucks. He's got a really, really nice truck. He said it's got 40,000 miles on it. It's a F-250 gas crew cab. Has a camper shell on the back like mine to store his stuff in there, you know. And just a really nice looking truck. But I think he went to buy it to get a third crew going. But apparently, I think he said he's already went through, you guys heard it in the conversation, hopefully, but I think he said 12 guys. Like, he's went through 12 guys already this season. So that's how it is here, man. We're very low income area. People make a few dollars and they're just like, they can survive the rest of the season, you know. It's crazy. They make $300 or $400 and then they're like set. They've got enough money for the season or whatever. It's crazy. But like I said, man, it's just the area we live in. There's not a lot of people that have a lot of drive, motivation to get out there and get anything done. It's one of those things. It's a struggle for lawn care business, any business really, to keep good help and to just keep good help. It's just hard. It's really hard, especially because there's no like motivation. There's no drive for people in this area. They're just low income, kind of a lower class town. Not a lot of high class. Not a lot of money in this area, and so that's a type of talent you get. That's the kind of skills you get. You know, just uneducated people that are just getting by on whatever and don't even have a vehicle to drive to work and just got to be picked up to go to work. It's just a little different mentality than maybe where you're living. Maybe you're in a bigger city where there's more opportunities and there's a lot more money out there and there's a lot more people making money. So you can go after, you can go after more money in those more expensive areas. And then two, you have a little bit better quality of workers in those more expensive areas. And so it works pretty good. I know you still have problems finding help and all that stuff, but the pool that you get to choose from is a little bit better than the pool here in our area. So just keep that in mind. So as you can see, man, running a business is a struggle. Everybody's in a different situation. I'm solo, so I don't have to go out and pick up employees. I don't have to go out and work on days that's so rainy, so wet out here. But not every business is set up that way, man. You got a lot of employees, you got a lot of equipment, you got a lot of overhead, you got a lot of guys to pay, man. You got to figure something out. You got to get out there and work and put in the work, make a little money, and get those guys paid so they'll stay with you. That's one thing that's hard to do, you know. This business in itself is already tough. Then you throw employees in the mix, and it gets even harder, especially if you get a lot of rain. If you get rain 3 days a week and your guys aren't working those 3 days, what are you going to do, man? You can't expect them to, if they're wanting to better themselves, if they're wanting to make some money, you can't expect them to just lay low for 3 or 4 days while it's too wet to work, too wet to mow, and expect them to stick with you very long. You got to come up with something, whether that's getting equipment ready to go, changing blades, sharpening blades, changing oil, going to the shop and going through equipment, maybe fixing equipment up or trucks up. You got to keep your guys busy, and that means you got to pay them, you know, whenever it's wet and rainy and too nasty to mow. And when you pay them, you're not making any money, so got to go out and make even more money, or you just go and you work anyways, whether it's rained or not. So, except, you know, it's up to you. It's your business. You got to make the calls. You got to call all the shots, and so it can get challenging, man. It can get tricky. it can get interesting because you're running the business, you know. You're running your business, and you can run it however you want. That's the cool thing about being an entrepreneur, man. You get to call the shots. You get to do whatever you want to do. If you want to have employees, cool. If you want to have be like this guy and have five mowers out running, awesome. If you want to go my route and have, and you know, just take your time and do things yourself, you can do that too. There's so many different ways to get out there and run a business, make some money, provide for the family, all that stuff. No wrong way, no right, you know, no right way, no wrong way. So everybody's different. But anyways, I'm sitting here at the park right now. I've got to get my laptop out, get a little bit done here, send some invoices and do all that, and then go through and see what this week looks like and figure that out, get a schedule made there. Looks like it shouldn't rain for the rest of the week, so we should be good as far as getting out there and getting work in. But Tuesday, tomorrow, my daughter's kindergarten graduation, so got to stop early for that. Then Wednesday, we have a doctor's appointment to check on the baby, and that'll be like an all-day thing. So Wednesday I'll be out, Tuesday I'll have to stop early. Thursday, I don't think I have anything going on. Friday should be good there, but you just got to put in the work whenever you can, man, especially when you're a solo owner operator. Got to work Sundays if you have to, got to work weekends, you got to stay late, get up earlier, just to fit it all in. So that's where I'm at right now, man. Gonna get things done and come up with a game plan and then kind of go from there. But just rambling on today, just trying to give you some guys some content excuse me, to listen to. And hope your day is going good so far. Hope you're getting a lot done. Hope you're making that money. But reach out to me. Let me know what you guys think. You guys buying new? You guys buying used? You running crew? You running solo? Shoot me a message. Let me know. Let me know more about your business. You can reach out to me on Instagram, Lawn Care Life of Missouri, Facebook, same thing. Or sending me an email, lawncarelife@gmail.com. I'm out of here. I'll catch you guys the next one. Have a good day. And as always, hey, God provides.